Everybody can suck it. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
With thin layers of banana on top.
Banana.
The crones, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin. The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. How do you like to stuff one of them in a donut?
One of them.
How'd you like to, huh?
The manner.
You know something, Junior? You don't know how to run your plate. You're 32 years old, you don't know how to run your plate. The omelet is supposed to come out even with the bread.
I told you, I don't want all that bread. You made me too much bread. You always make me too much bread.
And you don't even dip your bread. I made the omelet nice and soft in the middle so you could dip your bread.
Get out of my eggs.
A little bit of hot pepper on it.
Stop putting hot pepper on my eggs.
You don't even butter your bread. Look, no jelly? Here. This nice jelly Antoinette made. Apricot and pineapple. Oh, nice. Here.
I told you I don't want that much bread. Don't you understand? I've been telling you that for 100 years. You love bread. I don't love bread. I like bread. You understand I gotta watch my weight? Can you learn anything from Salvatore? 39 the man was. 39 years old, and he's dead, 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 Dom. And that killed him.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to It's Raining Food.
Raining Food, where we talk about all things that are important to people that enjoy food. Food, weight.
Did you ever think that we would live to see the triple quarter pounder?
Can I say a thank you?
Sure.
I'd like to say thank you to all the people that provided the donations to allow me to get my bed moved into the studio. Thank you very much, and I don't know where I'd be. I wouldn't be able to do this broadcast without you.
We need a new oxygen tank.
We're not getting the support that we normally get from the management. They said, you can use the old one, but I know my friend here, he needs it.
487. That's how many Reese's Elvis peanut butter cups I had today.
You know,
487.
Can I say,
my diaper is so full. Did you ever get your diaper so full? You just sat and waited until the next meal.
Well, or help came by. And how about we tip our hand, or hat, rather, to the good people at Hershey's Chocolate for combining the flavors of banana,
I want you
chocolate, and peanut butter.
Listen now. You hear this?
I hear something. What is it?
I'm hitting my fat man cane.
Oh.
That's how I applaud. I just can't get my hands to move.
Bravo! Oh, I'm tired.
The hands don't move. Robbie, yes. Feed me some tasty cake.
Oh, no, not so fast. Don't take them. They're mine. They are mine.
I got some Mike and Ikes.
Give me one or 40.
One.
Hey, how come there's only 200 in this box?
You didn't get ripped off, did you? How is it? Is it good?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
You're all right. Don't sweat it.
I taste blood.
Yeah, don't sweat it. It's going to be fine. How come you're tasting blood? They don't have any blood flavored Mike and Ike's.
That, I want to tell you, that's better than sitting at home and watching the whole night of the original Star Trek while eating Little Debbie.
Oh, God damn it.
What's wrong, pal?
I'm never full. You know, it's going to be Mike and Ike's. God, how about some cake?
My foot fell asleep. Wait a minute, hold on. I don't got no foot.
I had that foot removed. It always feels like it's asleep. That's what the doctor told you.
I hate doctors.
Our doctors are pain in the ass.
They were really good. They were really good.
What's that?
I said, you know, who's really good?
Oh, who's really good?
Susan Kidd.
Oh, she's all right.
She's on TV no more. I saw her at Sizzler, and she ate 5 whole chickens.
What?
Jeez,
they don't even serve chicken there.
Ah, that Sizzler. Did she know someone from the back? Did she know someone in the kitchen? I know people from kitchens all over that bring me my food. I haven't been to a restaurant in 11 years. I miss that. I do miss that.
Do you remember the time you and I got stuck at Tasty Diner? We got stuck in that booth.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Know, can I make a suggestion to the diner owners? I eat my mic and I...
Who wants some Cheez-Its?
Not right now. I'm in the mood for sweet, not salty.
Oh.
Hey, diner owners.
It's a wonderful contrast.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever get so many of these in your mouth?
Yeah.
That suddenly you're grasping for air and you're having to decide between eating and breathing?
I always took the eating. Even when I went out. Even when I pass out, I'd never spit food out. That's a waste. Can I say something to the diner owners, please?
Cheddar nacho Cheez-It.
What's the deal with the 2 inches between the table and the seat? That's BS. I'd probably still, at least 5 years ago, been able to go out to a restaurant if they'd had the proper amount of space and all. Jesus. God, I gotta go. I gotta go. Hold on a second. I gotta go. I gotta go.
It's gonna take a while.
Go ahead. Aren't you wearing your diapers?
Yep. I gotta go.
Go.
I'm trying to be polite and pull the microphone away.
Go. What do I care? Nothing I ain't heard before.
All right.
Seen before. Smelled before.
All done.
Tasted before.
All done. As I always like to say afterwards, home run. Base hit to center field. Babe Ruth.
Did you ever pass out in the 15 item or less line and you had to be revived?
No.
And then you found out someone's trying to feed you fruit.
Did that happen to you?
It happened to me yesterday. You were in the van.
Where else am I going to be? That's not nice. You know I can't come to the store like you.
You have a rascal.
You're tiny. I call you tiny, 480 pounds. Jesus, I'm 1,113 pounds.
Just show off.
That's serious weight. Yeah. That was the last time I was weighed when we went down to where they print the newspapers.
We got a bunch of radio stations. They were hired to be morning zoo DJs.
Zoo DJs until they said, your weight is not allowing you to function properly and do the job that we hired you to do. I said, F you.
Hey, who's that skinny kid?
You know what? I can't even ride a mini bike anymore. That's sad.
It is sad.
Can I have some of the Cheez-Its, please? Now I'm ready for salty after I've had my sweet.
I'm straining at stool.
Come on, you can go down the hallway. You don't got to be like me. You only wear the diaper because you're lazy.
You're damn right.
Yep.
Did you ever go to KFC? And if it's a KFC Taco Bell, you order for both, and then you mash them together, and you rub it on your face, and you got Colonel Sanders and Taco Bell.
Hey, Don.
Mike?
They making cheese that's smaller now. I think so.
It's like Land of the Giants, man. Look how tiny they are in your hand.
Cheddar nacho.
Oh, they're good.
They give you the farts, though.
Oh, my God. Man, yeah. That's good. Okay, are we still on the air?
Which foot did I have removed?
Left one. Left foot. Okay. You know.
Well, now the other one, I don't feel no. My right foot feels like ginger ale.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you lost the circulation. The right one. Who's going to drive?
Skinny.
God.
How you doing, anorexic Rob?
Can I message to the program director?
Hello, crisis time. You have the mic and Ike's and Cheez-Its on your side. How am I going to reach them?
There you go. Message to the program director. I've got my bed. I will now be able to do the show from the studio. So it's not necessary to go ahead with your other plan of not letting me do the show anymore. I have the bed in the studio, and Dom will drive me if he saves his right foot.
You ever swallow a chicken bone?
Oh, many times.
And then have it come out the next day, and it's still there. And you go, wow, it didn't even disintegrate or nothing inside me.
Hey, you ready? Let's do it. Let's play the favorite food game. Where's the bell you have? Do you have the bell? The bell. The bell. Favorite food game. Favorite food game.
Pizza.
Ice cream. I love that game. Oh, with thin slices of banana on top.
I'm locking up. Locking up.
Oh, come on. You're going to be okay. Breathe.
Locking.
Breathe, Dom.
Breathe or eat.
Breathe.
Breathe or eat.
Breathe.
Breathe or eat.
Come on, you finished the Fiesta style. There it is.
We have a guest on It's Ruined Food.
We do.
We have two guests.
Who? Don't have time. I want to eat.
A man named Andy. A lady named Maggie. Hi there.
Welcome to It's Raining Food.
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
Sure. Hello.
We have a couple of success stories on the line.
All right.
These people have lost.
Lost?
Why would you want to lose weight?
Why'd you lose weight?
Because it was making our lives miserable.
No.
Oh, poppycock.
Poppycock.
Popcorn.
We're happy with our weight. That's what this show's about.
We're talking with Andy. At his heaviest, he weighed 500 pounds.
My man!
And we're talking to Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
How heavy were you at your heaviest weight?
I was 440 pounds.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Did you?
I don't ever remember doing that.
Andy, how about you? Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut with bananas on top?
No, I probably usually just ate the whole thing.
How many donuts could you eat in a city?
That wasn't really my thing. That was more my wife's.
Can you name all 31 flavors?
Not quite.
Not kind of seasonal? Well, tell me something. What's your favorite meal at Denny's?
You know where we're at? We don't really have a Denny's. So.
Oh. Boy.
Why would you want to lose weight?
We're very happy with our weight. Me especially. More than my brother over here.
Show off, brother.
Yeah, 1,115 pounds.
All right, 5 1/4.
He's a featherweight. Do you still eat a lot?
I mean, I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm full. And,
how about you, Maggie? What about you?
Actually, it's great because I eat when I'm hungry and food tastes so much better that way. And when I'm done, I stop when I'm full and I feel so much better. It's better.
I wake up and I have people feed me. I eat when I wake up. I like Elvis, give me a cherry pie. You like pie?
I do. When I'm hungry, it tastes good.
All right, you too. I have to tell you something.
The only way you're going to stay on the show is if you tell us the most you ever ate. That's the whole reason we like to have people on.
In one sitting.
Could you tell us? Andy, go first.
What's the most you ever ate?
Hello?
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 Well, we lost one of them. Maggie?
Yes, sir.
Most you ever ate?
Oh, my goodness. Well, on our honeymoon, before I started doing the weigh-down workshop, I ate a whole box of donuts.
Yeah!
That's all, honey?
Boy, I could...
Yeah, and it made me so sick, and that's why I'm so thankful I found this program, because now I can eat half a donut and one donut and be happy.
Yeah, you know what I call eating a whole bag of donuts?
What?
Snack time! That's what I call it, but I guess I look at it differently. I'm comfortable in my own skin, no matter how far it's stretched.
In all seriousness, may I have some more Cheez-Its?
Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Are they the nacho ones?
They're Fiesta kind. Yeah, here you go. Enjoy. Bon appetit. Remember, you have to drive. It's necessary for you to drive.
Does anybody know if Applebee's curbside to go is open at this time of the day?
It is, I believe, open.
That's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Thick sliced bread.
You know, the problem, though, you got to have a car.
Right.
I want Applebee's to come to my house.
Mm. Oh. You know what I'm happy? When I look at orange fingers. I love orange fingers. Because it means you got the best snacks in the world.
Brown fingers can be good.
Or very bad. That's right. Oh, come on. Help him out.
Breathe.
Help him out. I can't reach it.
Hey, look.
All better.
I spit up Mike and Ike's.
Looks like a hairball.
Hold on.
Oh. We'd like to thank...
She hung up.
Andy and Maggie. Andy lost 280 pounds, yeah. And Maggie lost 300 pounds.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, we're keeping it on and packing it on.
Good for you.
More and more. Thank you, sir.
What do you want?
Thank you, good sir.
Skinny bastard.
God damn it.
Would it kill you to have a meal, Buzz?
Oh, God.
Wouldn't mind.
Okay, it's the question of the day.
Go ahead, brother.
Burgers or chicken?
What the hell was that?
How about both?
Okay. You twisted my arm, if you can find it.
I could really go the Meat Lovers Pizza right now.
Do you think they'll let me sleep in the studio again tonight? I don't want to go out to the car again today.
Is it hot in here? Or is it me?
It's so goddamn hot.
I'm going to have to take my underpants off.
Go ahead.
My size 65 waist underpants.
Go ahead. Take your underpants off. It's just us in the studio.
Big giant underpants.
Yeah. Hand them to me. I'll tuck them under my pillow. Oh. The pillow that's holding up my right leg. I think it's my right leg. Oh, I know. It's not my right leg. It's my sack.
My roids are killing me.
Oh, don't start.
Hello, Joe?
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to It's Raining Food.
What are you doing?
Oh, It's Raining Food. I always wanted to be on It's Raining Food.
How close are you to the nearest place to get food?
Well, I've got the Terratai, and I've got Timpano, and there's...
Oh, yeah, Timpano. Get me 6 porterhouses from Timpano.
What's the boy doing?
He dropped his hands in front of him again.
Violation.
13.
Tell him to come over here and wipe me.
We need him to come over. He's got to take care of my friend. He's taking his pants off. He was my brother. Then he was Don. Then he was Dom. And then 2 people hung up on us.
Why can't I be all those things to you? Your friend?
I know.
Your brother?
I understand.
Don?
I know. Dom? Hey, what's this?
What?
Something on my hand.
Oh. Hey, brother.
Dear me, the Titanic.
Something smelled bad.
Titanic.
smelled like a sick baby in here.
And I didn't hit an iceberg. Jesus. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Sure.
Oh, let's go over to Mr. Low Cholesterol.
Very good. We could eat him. He's the size of a small chicken.
You're sweating.
Did that AC crying? That AC.
Very difficult. Very difficult.
Did you? Did you ever? Did you ever try to do a show without eating?
Hold on a second. Oh God!
What?
My switch isn't working. Well, I won't be able to look at you, Mr. Newsman.
Oh, you can't rotate the bed?
Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Doesn't it tilt?
You burned out the engine, Junior.
Yeah. The motor shot.
Okay.
Don't you smell that sound like Lionel Raider? Railroad track?
Electric burning.
I would like to have...
I just got the bed.
I would like to have a train made of chocolate and a banjo made of ham.
You reversed it.
Sure did.
Oh, God.
Sure, boy.
Boy, oh, boy, I got some acid.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
He sounds news. Yeah, whatever.
He's dead.
I can't see you. Only if I can turn the bed. I'm so tired.
Where's my penis?
You ain't going to see that no more.
Never see it again.
That's gone away for a while.
I peed through my belly button.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I believe
he had the surgery. Gastric bypass gone bad.
I poop out a hole in the back of my neck.
That's not right.
Yes, sir. That's okay. It's all just skin.
Something wrong.
It's all just skin and organs.
Is there a Roy Rogers still in existence where I can get a double R bar burger?
Oh, boy. I want the Baconator. I want the Baconator.
I want to say hi to Jim London, and especially my buddy, Sean Hall.
Hey, baby.
Clean your Berlinetta.
Hello, Ira. Hello, Ira.
And I'll say one last member of our family.
Yeah, please do.
Jim Farley.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Thanks so much. Ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. I got something digging at me. I got something. It's either biting me or digging at me. I don't know. There. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it out with my pinky.
Try it out.
I can't get it out with my pinky. Who's got a... Does anybody have a... Where's my spatula stick?
The spoon.
Give me my spatula stick. I hate it when you call it a spatula stick. Call it what it is. It's a spoon. Just a big spoon.
Big wooden spoon.
Oh, it looks like it's either caramel corn or something that came out of my eye.
Did you ever think that you want to take Rosie O'Donnell's bandana off and just lick the top of her head?
Boy, that'd be just like putting your whole head in a whole thing of deep frying oil. I'd do it. Yeah. I got to go to the camp. Watch out. Careful. Be careful. He's all right again. Nothing a new oxygen tank wouldn't take care of.
What is that Snickers song?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is.
No, the one where the guys in the stories... Chocolate covered nougats and peanuts making little rivers of fat.
I don't see.
That's it.
I don't see.
You keep pointing at your clock.
I just like to do the song from Little Shop of Horrors.
Go ahead.
Feed me, Seymour!
This is the Don and Mike Show.